Thank you, Dr. Fowle. We are so glad to see each of you here this morning for the annual Who's Who Chapel. It's a very special time in the life of this community. It signals the beginning of the end as we begin to focus on graduation and the many events that will take place at the end of this semester. Opportunities that will take place to recognize those who have especially achieved during their time at Union, such as today, Awards Day, Chapel, and then honoring of faculty and staff of the year, and then numerous graduation events. But we are especially glad today to have guests with us who are here to support and to recognize these who have been selected as Who's Who for 2005, and we are so pleased to have you with us. In just a few moments, Dr. Carlos Sanderson, our provost, will come and recognize each one of these individually, and at that time we will have opportunity to thank them and to congratulate them for a job well done. In addition to Dr. Sanderson, we'll be led in our worship today by Dr. Richard Joyner, who will come to lead us in our hymn. If you want to turn in your hymnal to Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, hymn number 7. It is the university hymn. Following our singing, Professor Elsie Smith will come and lead us in our invocation. Dr. Charles Baldwin will follow with the reading of Scripture. Dan Schaffers will present our special music as our senior musician, playing the classical guitar for us today. And our speaker for this event is Dr. Clay Jackson, who just a little more than a decade ago was sitting here in this chapel as a student, now an accomplished physician in West Tennessee, and we are very pleased to have him back on campus this day. So we're delighted to have you, especially those who are our guests today. We welcome you as we worship together. We lift our voices in praise by singing the university hymn. Dr. Joyner, you come and lead us.
Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before Thee, sing to the Son above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken grace. Hill and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, singing bird and flowing fountain, call us rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean, depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine.
Join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many gifts you give us. And especially we thank you for enabling us to think, to reason, and to learn. We know that all truth and knowledge reside in you, Father, and that as your children, we are to constantly be seekers of truth. Today, we honor a group of our students who have demonstrated that they understand the importance of focus, diligence, commitment, and hard work. We thank you for Union University and for the efforts of its faculty and staff to direct students in their educational process. We are grateful for those who have completed their degrees and who have distinguished themselves through lives of service to you. We are equally grateful for those who are now pursuing various fields of study and will one day leave here to put into practice what they have learned and to pursue even higher goals. May their concern always be to seek and do your will. We ask you to bless our speaker and alumnus, Dr. Clay Jackson, as he directs our thoughts this morning. May his words inspire us and encourage us to do our best and be our best. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This morning we read from God's Word, Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, the first six verses. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. What a wonderful morning to enter a house of God's presence and to celebrate so many houses of God's presence and to rejoice in all of your achievements, to share that rejoicing with your families who have, in many cases, worked so hard and hoped so long for so many of these dreams to come true, and then to rejoice together with the community of faith and scholarship in which you have been reared, in which you have accomplished these achievements. And finally, to offer all of that joy to our God and Father, who has given these opportunities and who has made them to come to pass through your cooperation. What a wonderful event. Dr. Baldwin leaned over to me and remarked in a somewhat apologetic tone, "Now, Clay, you'll understand that this is the end of the semester. Most students have completed their chapel requirements, so our congregation may be a little slim." And I encouraged him by saying, "Charles, I think that my presence here today will significantly contribute to my own chapel requirements. Dr. Dockery, I think my diploma is somewhere in your office being held in escrow. If we could make an arrangement afterwards, I'd be happy to attend a few more chapels." I had many wonderful moments here, some inspiring, some very peaceful. Some of my most blissful and restful sleep occurred in the G.M. Savage Memorial Chapel. I don't have any pretension at leaving a lot of words of wisdom with most of you today that will last lifelong and will steer your course along proper pathways. But if some of you poor students need a break before your 11 o'clock class, I absolve you. Go in peace. I'm very happy to be here. I think that if I were not a Christian and did not believe that love was the underlying principle of the world, I think that I would believe that irony was the underlying principle of the world. So to stand here and see your faces, which look disturbingly young to me, it's quite an ironic occasion. I see so many of my own friends who are here, mentors from my life here at Union that encouraged me today. I'm so happy to have my own family here. Both my mother and father, my uncle, my stepmother, my sister are here today. My wife was unfortunately sick and could not attend, but I'm so thankful to have my family. And in this context, I want to thank each of you for the inspiration and courage that you have given me in my life to be able to follow the dreams that I feel that God placed in my heart, and to thank my mentors for making that possible. I see Wayne the Waffman Wofford back there. If any of you need an explanation, envision a motorcycle and a cape and a biology professor, and you'll be very close to what many of us saw. Also, the philosophy professor known as Superman in our day, Randall Bush, and he's joking back there. John Barham and, of course, Charles Baldwin and Elsie Smith. All wonderful figures in my own life, none of which is our focus here today. You are the focus today. As I reflected on your lives and the direction that brought you here, I could not help but notice that you have been trebly blessed. You have had the good fortune, for most of you, to be born in the freest and most prosperous nation on earth. For those of you that did not have the blessing to be born here, you have had the blessing to immigrate here. Among this population of the most prosperous and freest nation on earth, you have been chosen to attend higher education, private liberal arts higher education, which is a privilege some of your peers have not been given. Among this special community of free and prosperous, educated and privileged people, you have been blessed with the intellect and the ambition and drive to rise to the top of your respected fields of study and to be recognized by colleagues, mentors, and national standards as being people of achievement. What a wonderful set of blessings. But as a family member of mine often remarked early in my childhood and throughout, great gifts bring great responsibilities. And I'm sure that you all know that. If you hadn't put it on your essay, you wouldn't be here. Someone had to believe that you believe that to let you in this community. In reflecting on your blessings and this particular community of scholarship and devotion, I was reminded of the Union motto, which is Religio et Eruditio. Religion and erudition. But those two words are not often combined in today's society. A particular combination of faith and culture that seems to be sorely lacking in contemporary environs. We hear voices from the left crying out that people of faith are mindless morons. We hear equally strident voices crying out from the right that there is a godless intelligentsia bent on an immoral purpose, and never the twain shall meet. It is to the detriment of our society. It is to the ill of the polity. It does not serve the marketplace well, nor does it serve the temple well, to separate devotion from scholarship. You're very fortunate today to have been reared academically and culturally in a place where faith and experience are not divorced. It seems to be an admirable thing. It also seems to be noticeably lacking, not only in our world, but perhaps in Jesus' world as well. The majority of Jesus' followers initially had neither cultural achievement nor particular religious achievement. They were, for the most part, common laborers who lived common lives without any of the training that you have received, religious or otherwise. A notable exception might be Luke, who was both a disciple and a physician. You must remember that in those days, to be a physician was a little less prestigious than being a barber. So it wasn't quite the academic achievement that some would have it to be today. Jesus had a great deal to say about the religious, not much of which was favorable. He encouraged the religious to search the scriptures, and then quite ironically again said, "You think, because you know them, that you have eternal life," challenging their own beliefs. Time and again in practice, not only in theory, he challenged the religious to examine their assumptions about who they were relative to their relationship with God. In the case of the adulteress, he turned their law upside down and offered forgiveness. In the case of divorce laws, he encouraged them to look not only at the letter of what was written, but the spirit in which it was given. In the case of the Samaritan, he encouraged them to think again about the priorities of religious devotion versus service to humanity. And then finally, in the example of the money changers, he encouraged them to remember that his house was never intended to be a place primarily of commerce, but always to be a place where humans connected with him in a real way, rather than something else. He came down hard on the pompous piety of his day. Equally difficult for a contemporary Christian to examine regarding faith and culture are the writings of one of Jesus' followers that we well know, Paul, who said in the first chapter of his letter to the Corinthian church that not many wise persons after our thinking are called, not many mighty or many noble. Playing the law of averages, you've done yourself a great disservice in the light of eternity by becoming who's who students. You've made it much more difficult for you to be called of God to do anything that's worthwhile. In the eyes of our world, you are celebrated. Paul had some rather harsh words to say that you've lowered your average, but perhaps you can still get in. What was the purpose of God saying through his word that not many wise were called? He said that this occurred so that no flesh should glory in his presence. I think perhaps Paul, not only as an author, but as a Christian, offers a way forward to help us understand the paradox of what it is to be a believer who has been gifted both in faith and in scholarship. As we know, Paul was a man recognized for his religious achievements. He lists them for us in his letter to the Galatian church. Having been a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a very well-respected and up-and-coming leader within his own religious movement, having achieved a great deal of self-righteousness and actually said, I followed all the rules myself without breaking any. He was a man of achievement. He was a man of education, having had the best tutors and the best knowledge of his day. And yet this same man could say, I count all of these things loss to gain the knowledge and the excellency of Christ. The same man who said, I studied at the feet of Gamaliel, said what many of you have said in many of your union classes, I'm determined to know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified, which may not have been the end of your sentence. How do we find true religion? How do we find humble erudition? And how do we fulfill not only the mandate of this community of faith and scholarship, but how do we fulfill the mandate of our God who've made it all possible? James offers a few words of advice about religio, a word which entered our English language before 1200 in the Middle English period. The first word associated with religion is not righteousness, but it's a word that Dr. Dockery quoted for us, the word community. Religion is more than practices and beliefs. Religion is about relationships, not only with the divine, but with the human. It is a community of faith that makes religion that is true. It is a respect for the sacred. It is related to a Latin word which means to read again and again and again. James said, pure religion, which is undefiled before God, is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Inasmuch as you fulfill the mandate of your gifts in religion, you will accomplish service toward your fellow human beings, and you will achieve integrity. Humble erudition. Paul said, I became all things to all men, that by all means I might win some. Scholarship is not an end unto itself. It is but one of many means that we have to serve our fellow human beings and to obey our God. It is a tool, not a house. Having said that, I believe in the power of this place as a chapel, as a college, and yes, as a community, to lift up the gifts of young people, to lift the gifts of teachers and scholars, of administrators and workers, to understand that we live here in community, Religious, yes. Erudicious, yes. But serving God foremost, and ourselves as well. The original Baptist, John, was more interested in who God is than who he was. And he said, I'm most interested in decreasing myself. I'd like to have a thin CV, please, in order that others might recognize Christ rather than myself. He was the anti-who's who. I encourage you in your religion and your erudition to pursue the example of James, Paul, Jesus, and John, that you might fulfill the calling which God has given you. It's been reared through your family and nurtured through this community of scholarship and faith.
Good morning. This is a very fine opportunity. We have heard from Dr. Jackson very challenging words. Appreciate them very much. We come together as the community that he has described to celebrate the achievement of these students that I will be presenting to you today. Who's who among students in American universities and colleges recognizes campus leaders both for their scholastic and community achievements. These students are elected by the vote of the Union University faculty according to the criteria printed in the back of your program. On behalf of the faculty who elected these students, I present to you 53 who represent the best in leadership, citizenship, and scholarship. President Dockery will be presenting each student with a certificate, and he will be assisted by our registrar, Jane Betts. I'd like to invite the first row to please stand and form a line to my left. And while they're doing that, I'd like to ask that those of you who have come in support of one of these students, please stand while they are being recognized. If you are with a camera and would like to take photographs, that area will be to my right. Several of the 53 who are being recognized today actually completed degree requirements and were graduated in December of 2004. A few others are involved in internships, student teaching, etc., and are not able to come, but I will call the name of all those who have been voted to receive the Who's Who recognition. Finally, I would like to ask that you would hold your applause until the end when all students have been recognized. Sarah Marie Anderson, grade point average 3.814, major, nursing, Baptist Student Nursing Fellowship Chaplain, Nursing Class President, Focus, Disciple Now, member of the Praise Team, Poplar Heights Baptist Church, President's List, Dean's List, Occupational Intention, Missionary Nurse Practitioner, Cameron Lee Armstrong, grade point average 3.813, major, Teaching English as a Second Language and Biblical Studies. Chi Omega, Student Government Association. College Republicans, Cheerleader, Focus. Variety Show, Go Trips. President's List, Dean's List, Ambassador. Occupational Intention, Higher Education Administration, Student Services. Tina Nicole Baker, grade point average 3.632, Nursing Major. Go Ministries, Zeta Phi Beta. Black Scholars Unlimited at the University of Memphis, Sigma Theta Tau International, Student Nurse Association, Occupational Intention, Professional Nursing. David James Balk graduated December 2004, grade point average 4.0, is working in insurance in the state of Florida. Sarah Rains Bradley, grade point average 3.965, major social work, Honor Student Association of Social Workers, Claymata, Inner City Outreach, Disciple Now, President's List, Occupational Intention, Social Work, Related Ministry Opportunities in the United States or internationally. Justin Robert Butcher, grade point average 4.0, Business Major, SIFE, Senator, Honor Student Association, Student Government Association, West Tennessee Regional Science Fair, Administrative Assistant, Webpage Creator and Manager, Ambassador, TVA Investment Challenge, Undergraduate Research Grant Recipient, Study Abroad, Oxford, Occupational Intention, Entrepreneur. Trey Cadenhead, unable to attend, grade point average 3.630, occupational intention, videographer. Robert Wayne Campbell, grade point average 3.667, major Christian studies, occupational intention, ministry. Rachel Michelle Gonzalez, grade point average 3.647, liberal studies in Spanish, major, occupational intention, missionary educator. Kristen Lee Ulmer Cole, grade point average 3.712, occupational intention, corporate public relations. Charlie Adele Cox, grade point average 3.717, major, Spanish and teaching English as a second language. Ambassador, international focus leader, Claymada, intramurals, study abroad programs in Spain, president's list, occupational intention, missionary, English teacher. Matthew Roy Crawford, grade point average 3.976, major, Christian studies. Intercession prayer leader, intramurals, Curtis Vaughn Elementary Greek Award, the Dana Intermediate Greek Award, Alpha Chi, occupational intention, professor. Robert Joel Cusinelli, grade point average 3.419, major, biology, occupational intention, pediatrician. Leslie Ann Dew, grade point average 3.650, graduated December, teaching school, Ripley Elementary. Jennifer Marceline Eastman, grade point average 4.0, major, Public Relations Society, Senate, Cardinal and Cream Sports Editor, Go Trips, Cross Country Team, Boys and Girls Club, President's List, First Place Winner, Southeast Journalism Conference, Occupational Intention, Career Foreign Missions. Mary Elizabeth Fletcher, grade point average 4.0, major, International Business, College Republicans, Claymada, Independent Intramurals, Go Trip, President's List, Study Abroad, University of Madrid, Spain, Alpha Chi, Occupational Intention, Unknown. Morris William George, grade point average 3.550, major, Computer Science, Association of Computing Machinery, President, Kappa Mu Epsilon, Secretary, Sigma Zeta, Student Governance Association, Senator, Jazz Band, Dean's List, Occupational Intention, Computer Networking Engineer. Kolo Emmanuel Goshi, grade point average 3.416, major, double major, Engineering and Mathematics, Varsity Soccer, International Student Organization, Treasurer, Intercultural Enrichment Council, Scholar Athlete of the Year, NAIA Conference, Dean's List, Kappa Mu Epsilon Mathematics, Member, First Graduating Class, Engineers at Union University, Occupational Intention, Design Engineer. Joseph Anthony Gould, grade point average 3.83, major, Youth Ministerial Association, Occupational Intention, Ministry. Holly Beth Graves, grade point average 3.73, psychology major, occupational intention, professional counselor. Joseph Franklin Hall III, grade point average 3.948, major, computer science and engineering with electrical emphasis. Alpha Tau Omega, Association for Computing Machinery, Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, Sigma Zeta, National Science and Mathematics Honor Society, member, first graduating class of engineers from Union University. First founder and president of the Engineering Student Advisory Council, occupational intention, graduate school, Vanderbilt University, fall of 05. Laura Jo Harbor, grade point average 3.127, major, nursing. Chi Omega Sorority, secretary, recruitment chairman, nursing class student affairs representative, Baptist Student Nursing Fellowship, president, Student Nurses Association, occupational intention, graduate study at the master's and PhD level, psychiatric, pediatric, nurse practitioner for children. Jennifer Nicole Heineken, grade point average 3.833, major, psychology, occupational intention, social work, Eastern Europe. Justin Blake Howell, grade point average 3.183, economics major, occupational intention, investment banker. Amanda Michelle Jones, grade point average 3.304, major public relations, Chi Omega, Panhellenic Chair, Cardinal and Cream, Public Relations, Student Society of America, Life Group, Variety Show, Intramurals, Clamata, Dean's List, Occupational Intention, Public Relations and Marketing for Bobby Hamilton Racing, NASCAR Team. Kara Amy Knappman, grade point average 3.891, chemistry major, occupational intention unknown. Kelly Nicole Krebs, grade point average 4.0, major, theology. Honor Student Association President, Christian Studies Student Advisory Council, Senate, Learning Center Tutor, Greek Lab Instructor, Zondervan Greek Award, President's List, occupational intention, Christian Publishing, Writing, and Women's Ministry. Lauren Gail Liberto, grade point average 3.905, major, economics, occupational intention, financial planner. Lindsay Carroll McDonald, grade point average 3.842, major, social work, Student Association of Social Workers, vice president, resident advisor, Social Work Advisory Council, Social Work Faculty Liaison, International Justice Mission, Clamata, occupational intention, clinical social work, family therapist. Jessica Jill Martin, grade point average 4.0, major, public relations. Clamata, Cardinal and Cream, Public Relations Society, Executive Council, University Singers, Young Republicans, Public Relations Student Society of America, President, occupational intention, public relations and marketing, with emphasis and a desire to work in the Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. Ryan Allen Martin, grade point average 3.892, major, youth ministry. Young alums, chapel leader, Go Trips, Dean's List, President's List, Alpha Chi National Honor Society, occupational intention, missions. Amy McCutcheon, grade point average 3.709, major, athletic training. Alpha Tau Alpha, Sigma Delta Academic Fraternity, Chi Omega, National Athletic Trainers Association, Women's Basketball Student Trainer, National Association of Sport and Physical Education Outstanding Major of the Year Award, occupational intention, athletic training for volleyball and softball. Courtney Ann Mendez, grade point average 3.774, marketing major, occupational intention, consumer behavior research. Bethany Allison Morse, grade point average 3.944, major, Christian Studies. Intramurals, Student Assistant in Career Services, President's List, Barnabas Student Leadership Award, Alpha Chi, Occupational Intention, Mission Coordinator. Lauren Allison Oldham, grade point average 3.884, marketing major. Student Ambassador, Student Government Executive Committee, Life Group Leader, Young Alums, Focus Group, Day of Remembrance, Inner City Outreach Ministries, 2005 Homecoming Queen, Barnabas Leader Award Finalist, President's List, Occupational Intention, Leadership, Nonprofit Administration. Nathan Paul Orr, grade point average 3.883, Learning Foundations and Psychology, double major, Occupational Intention, Teacher, Counselor, Principal. Matthew Michael Val Oschel, grade point average 3.798, major, political science. Lambda Chi Alpha, ritualist, Student Governance Association, Attorney General and Vice President, College Republicans, Free Legal Society, Judicial Committee, delegate to the Tennessee Intercollegiate State Legislature, occupational intention, attorney. Stephanie Renee Osier, grade point average 3.609. Major, social work, presently doing internship in Nashville. Occupational intention, social work. Jennifer Rebecca Bayouk Parker, grade point average 3.951. Major, vocal general music education. Occupational intention, junior high or high school choral director, children's choir director. Sarah Elizabeth Perlinger, grade point average 3.733. Chemistry major. Student affiliate of the American Chemical Society, member, Clamata, Rounders, Life Group, Missions Trips, CRC Freshman Chemistry Award, Dean's List, Occupational Intention, Pediatric Dentistry. Julie Ann Probst, grade point average 3.879, major, special education, elementary education. early childhood education, Mu Kappa president, Kappa Delta Pi, Dean's List, President's List, Occupational Intention, Working with Children, Special Needs, and Their Families. Allison Lee Seaman Rasnick, grade point average 3.784, major nursing. Zeta Tau Alpha, historian, reporter, athletics chairman, focus group leader, student nurse association, student ambassador, global outreach, SGA, Go Trips, NAIA National Championship volunteer, President's List. Occupational Intention, pediatric nurse and family nurse practitioner. Courtney M. Ross, grade point average 3.744, major sports management. Sigma Delta Academic Fraternity, Student Governance Association Senator, Tennessee Intercollegiate State Legislator, Focus, Partners in Sports, Life Group, Varsity Tennis, Assistant to the Director of Sports Information, NAIA All Scholar Athlete, Occupational Intention, Sports Marketing. Allison Marie Shine, grade point average 3.793, biology major, student affiliate of the American Chemical Society, volleyball, softball, all Trans South Scholar Athlete, NCCAA National Championship Team, NAIA Trans South Conference Championship Team, second team All Conference, academic All Trans South Conference, Occupational Intention, Physician for Medical Missions. Lindsay Elaine Stavish, grade point average 3.. Wow, you like that? She works in my office, I gave her that. Lindsay Elaine Stavish, grade point average 3.625, psychology major, Cardinal and Cream, staff photographer, psychology club, intramurals, tutor, teen kid impact, go trips, intercity outreach, occupational intention, photojournalism. Brian Allen Taylor, grade point average 3.874, mathematics and pre-medical studies major, Kappa Mu Epsilon, treasurer, Student Teacher Education Association, treasurer and senate, Up Till Dawn, executive counsel, resident advisor, senate, National Council of Undergraduate Research presenter, St. Jude's Research Hospital, research assistant, President's List, occupational intention, medical physics and radiology. Kirsten Marie Ewer, grade point average 3.727, biology major, occupational intention, genetics research. Brennan Ross Youthy, grade point average 3.576, music education major, occupational intention, music teacher, music ministry. Troy Weston Wallach, grade point average 3.548, nursing major, occupational intention, pediatrics. Amy Lee Weatherford, grade point average 3.380, major English, secondary education, 7 through 12th grades, Student Tennessee Education Association, Kappa Delta, Panhellenic Council, Chapel Choir, Cheerleader, Go Trips, Intramurals, All Sing, 2004 Homecoming Court, Occupational Intention, Middle School or High School English Teacher. Leanne Williams, Major, Learning Foundations, Occupational Intention, Elementary Teaching Position. Chris Adam Winter, grade point average 3.106, Major, History, Occupational Intention, College or High School Educator. Adam Garland Winters, grade point average 3.916, Major, Biblical Studies, Languages. Rutledge History Club, Honor Society, International Justice Mission, Ministerial Association, Rounder, Symphonic Band, Youth Ministry Association, Cardinal Cream, Theater, President's List, Occupational Intention, Biblical Instructor, Pastor, and Author. Join me in congratulating the 2005 Who's Who recipient.
Benediction. Let's pray together. How we thank you, O God, this day for your blessings upon Union University. and particularly for your enablement and giftedness of these students who have been recognized this day. We thank you for their faithfulness and for their stewardship. We ask now your guidance and direction upon them and this entire student body. We thank you today for the good, insightful, wise, and challenging words from Dr. Jackson, and we pray that all of us here might hear them accordingly to your word. We ask now that you would go with us in the way as we leave this place this day. May the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good so that you may do his will, working among us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You're dismissed.